There are a lot of celebrities in town because it's the big Comic-Con.
And one of them is sitting right next to us right now. You may remember him from this show.
Got it. Or perhaps the Starbuck from the original Battlestar Galactica. Dirk Benedict is in town for Comic-Con. He joins us live now in the studio. Hey, thanks for stopping by.
Yeah, thanks for having me. Wow. Every time I hear that music, I keep expecting Mr. T to walk in.
Or a residual.
So did
check.
You. Everybody got excited. So, he's coming, he's coming. And I walked in, their face fell. His hair is turning gray, and he has wrinkles.
You look marvelous.
And he's all alone. He has no women. Well, what? I have an entourage, though. Did you know?
You do. I'm quite impressed.
A very handsome young man.
He has people, and some
around.
Of his people brought people this morning.
I'm so happy to have anybody follow me.
You're no stranger to the Northwest, are you?
No, my first acting job was right here in Seattle, the Seattle Repertory Theater. Me and Richard Gere, we were hired as apprentices in the acting company. We started out our careers right here together. And he did pretty good, but...
You did pretty good, too.
I did all right. So we were... So it was great. It was a wonderful time in my life. I had a little place on Queen Anne Hill, and, you know, I was making $85 a week, and it was...
Which was big money back
then. It was pretty good. Well, I was low man. I mean, yeah, the main actors, they got paid pretty well.
So you're in town for Comic-Con. Where can people see you?
Where, Joe?
At
the corner of
Center.
7th and Seneca. I'll be down there.
State
I have a
Convention
little place.
Center.
I'm walking the streets. I walk. I'm at the convention center. I'm at the convention
center.
But I roam the streets late at night. So you never know. I'll be at the convention center.
Excellent.
Yeah.
What's your latest project? What are you working on right now?
I'm not working on anything other than this show. I try and stay in the moment. I'm hoping this will lead to something. I was offered a chance to do a talk show on radio, but I found out how much hard work it is. And I said,
Does it look like we're working hard? Okay, don't answer that.
No, well, yeah, it does. I mean, I don't know what time you got here, but I don't know. I don't know. It's every day to do it every day. I don't like doing anything every day.
Have you been to Comic-Con?
And I've been
before here
in
Seattle?
No.
No?
No, this is my first and only, and I'll never be back either. Well, they'll never have me back. No, I've said some things on, not this show, but other radio show I did, and I'm sure I'll never be invited back
really?
Now.
You want to issue an apology right now?
No.
You said?
I go out of my way to insult somebody so I don't get asked back. That way I don't have to. The other way I avoid getting invited anywhere is I'm a big cigar smoker, so because I don't socialize. So when people invite me to dinner, I go, oh, I'd love to come.
Busy sitting in the dark
Can
room.
I smoke my cigar? I say, no. I say, oh, well, I'm sorry, I can't come. Oh, well. I said, well, if I can't smoke myself, it's great. It keeps me alone and lonely.
People are going to be looking forward to seeing you today or to this weekend. It's at the big Comic-Con. Dirk Benedict, legendary for his roles in the A-Team and the original Battlestar Galactica.
Anything where I could smoke a cigar, I did it. That's why I haven't worked much lately. Since this smoking thing got so hysterical, I've been banned from the screen.
The one thing about this particular radio show is that we have limited time. So
no, we're gone. I'm done. I'm toast. I'm out of here. This is great. This lasted longer than my last relationship.
The good thing is you haven't said anything you'll have to apologize
no,
for.
No, I enjoyed it. And you're both wonderful. And thanks for having me.
We'll look for you roaming the streets of Seattle by yourself smoking a cigar. Washington State Convention Center is the place. It's Emerald City Comic-Con. It gets underway tomorrow and runs through the weekend. There are going to be a lot of people downtown for Comic-Con.